You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on July 7th, 2022. This week we're going to be talking about some pastors who are responding to abortion now being illegal in their state by driving women across state lines in order to obtain an abortion. Why would a pastor do this? And why do abortion advocates see that as the only choice that women have? We'll consider these questions in this episode. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/070722. Now for our story this week. United Church of Christ pastor takes women out of state to kill their babies in abortions. From Life News, a United Church of Christ pastor from Ohio boasted about driving women across state lines to abort their unborn babies last week after the state heartbeat bill went into effect. Ohio began enforcing its pro-life law, which protects unborn babies by banning abortions once their heartbeat is detectable, about 6 weeks of pregnancy, after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday. As a result, abortion facilities had to cancel numerous abortion appointments, an estimated 90% in Northeast Ohio alone, the Akron Beacon Journal reports. Now, babies' lives are being spared from abortion all across Ohio. But some abortion activists, including supposedly Christian pastors, are trying to thwart the state's life-saving efforts. Last week, Terry Williams, a UCC pastor in Chillicothe, said a group of pastors organized a carpool to take women to Pennsylvania for abortions after Ohio abortion facilities were forced to stop. The clinics had to call people on Friday and say, "You can't come in tomorrow, you can't come in tonight," Williams told the newspaper. When that happened, there were multiple carpools of individuals from Akron, Canton, and all over Youngstown that drove people to Pittsburgh or up to Erie to be able to get abortion care. Williams is part of the pro-abortion group Ohio Clergy for Choice, pastors who support the killing of unborn babies and abortions, as well as Faith Choice Ohio, which promotes abortion as a moral religious good. Last week we talked about the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is a story that kind of builds off of that one, and as we read in that excerpt, these decisions and the consequences are a result of that decision. These facilities are closing, and now this is the response that some are having to these laws now being put into effect. So a few things I want us to think about here today as we think about this story. First, the United Church of Christ is not a church that belongs to Christ. I wanted to start with this one, because the local church that I am a part of is called the Eastside Church of Christ in Morgantown, Kentucky. There are a couple reasons why we use the term Church of Christ to identify ourselves. Number one, it is a scriptural name. When Paul was writing to Christians in Rome and referred to the churches with whom he associated, he said, "All the churches of Christ greet you," in Romans 16:16. Now, is that the only designation that could be used for a local church? Not necessarily. There are other terms that we can point to in the New Testament that could also be used. But it is significant that when Paul wanted to refer to the churches that he had fellowship with, he referred to them as churches of Christ. And another reason why we, and I know others, have chosen to use this designation, this name, is because it is an accurate description of what a church ought to be. It is to be of Christ, which means it belongs to Him. The church was built by Him, as Jesus promised to do in Matthew 16:18. It was purchased with His blood on the cross, as Paul told the Ephesian elders in Acts 20 and verse 28. It is His church, hence the designation Church of Christ. As I stated in an article that I posted several years ago on the Plain Bible Teaching website, there is no more concisely accurate and expedient description for sound local congregations than Churches of Christ. That article will be linked in the show notes if you want to check that out. However, there can be some confusion when you have another church that calls itself the United Church of Christ. Is that the same thing? Are we part of that group? No. And stories like this make it clear that they are not the same thing. Simply having a name that can be found in the New Testament, or in this case, most of their name, the Church of Christ, that does not mean that they are truly of Christ. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 20, "You will know them by their fruits." And this story gives us one clear indication that this church is not one that is of Christ. Second point I want us to talk about today is that it should not surprise us that there are groups like Ohio Clergy for Choice. These groups are made up of so-called pastors who advocate for abortion. And we've talked about abortion a lot on the podcast, not just last week when the decision was handed down. We talked about it when the decision was leaked a couple months ago. And it's a topic that, because we talk about current events and things like that, it does come up quite often on the podcast. But as we've talked about it, we've seen that abortion is the deliberate act of terminating the life of an unborn child. And though abortion advocates do not like to use the term, the act is no different from murder. And I'll have an article linked in the show notes about abortion, why abortion is wrong. You can check that out in the show notes for this episode. But abortion is a sin. It's not an unforgivable sin. Those who have had abortions, they can be forgiven, but it is still a sin. So why are there so-called pastors advocating for abortion? Or in the case of this news story, why are pastors driving women across state lines to obtain an abortion? It's no surprise that there are some who would advocate for abortion out in the world. But how did these people get to be pastors? Why do churchgoers look up to and listen to and support individuals like this? Paul gave the answer to that question in 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths." People want to hear what they want to hear. If they believe abortion is right, they will find pastors who will teach that abortion is a moral, religious good. Yet that does not change what is right or wrong. God's word is still true, and those who would teach it still have the same responsibility to teach it as true and as it has been revealed. In light of this situation that Paul said that this time's coming where they're going to heap up for themselves these teachers who will teach what they want to hear, he told Timothy in the verse before that, "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction." And then after telling him that, well, they're going to find these teachers who will teach what they want to hear, he says in the next verse, "But you, be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." There are a lot of people advocating for and defending the practice of abortion, especially now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. And again, I've mentioned that we talked about this last week. If you haven't listened to that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It will be linked in the show notes. But I've even seen brethren apologizing for or being critical of the Supreme Court decision or those who advocate for a pro-life position. Well, it may be popular with the world for them to be critical or make these apologies, but we need to teach the truth, not see what's going to be popular with the world. Yes, we are to speak the truth in love, as Ephesians 4:15 says, but we still have to teach the truth. And the third point is that abortion really is about killing the unborn. Abortion advocates like to use the word choice, but everything is a choice. Even evil things. Stealing is a choice. Lying is a choice. Murder is a choice. Abortion is a choice. But not every choice is right. Abortion is a choice. It is a choice that must be made by women who are pregnant. Maybe through their own sinful choices that they made prior to that in engaging in certain behaviors. Maybe it was through no fault of their own. There are times of or occasions of rape or abuse and things like that. But they are pregnant. They have a child growing and developing inside them. Maybe they don't want a baby. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they don't know how they will ever take care of a child. But whatever the reason, abortion is a choice that is promoted by many in our society, but it is not the only choice. They can choose instead to put the child up for adoption. They can choose to make whatever sacrifices they have to make and learn whatever they have to learn to raise a child. They can choose to seek help of whatever kind they might need to support them in their pregnancy and beyond. Those are all choices. They have a choice beyond just abortion. But abortion advocates, like this so-called pastor, don't want them to consider those other choices. They won't suggest them, and they certainly don't want to offer any help themselves. Unless, of course, it's to drive them across state lines so they can have an abortion in a state where it's now legal. Abortion advocates are not interested in supporting women and helping unplanned babies. They're only interested in promoting this cult of death in whatever way they can, so that more women will be able to end the life of their unborn child without any consequence, or at least that's how they want to portray it, that there are no consequences to this. We need to be showing a better way, a way of life rather than death. We need to be helping those who are scared or confused, or even those who have wicked intentions and are intent upon doing this, even when they know it's a child, even when they know it's life in their womb. We need to try to help even them to realize that there is another choice. Those who promote and defend the barbaric practice of abortion suffered a defeat when the Supreme Court handed down their decision. But the battle is far from over. They will become more vocal and more aggressive, so we need to be ready to defend the truth and promote life in the face of even greater adversity. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story we talked about, as well as other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/070722. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, please send that link to me. You can email it to andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.